Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, this morning to Matthew 9 and Mark chapter 9. Let's release faith, believe to hear from the Lord right now. Matthew 9, Mark 9. Father, we agree together as touching this, asking you for utterance and anointing, opening the eyes of our heart and mind, understanding that we can see and understand, perceive and receive, asking for answers, direction, help. Show us how things really are. Show us what your plan really is and how you have intended and ordained that we should live and function. We ask it in Jesus' name, and we purpose not to be hearers only, forgetful hearers, but with your help, by your grace, to be doers, doers. And as surely as we do what you say, good things will happen. You are faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Said out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer
of the Word of God. Matthew 9 is the account of the two blind men that came to Jesus asking about being healed. In Matthew 9:28, when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" Now, Jesus talked to people about what they were believing and about their faith, not just on one occasion or two, but this was the common thing that he would talk to people and ask people that are in need or wanting something or wanting him to minister to them. He would talk to them about their believing, about their faith. And he said, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." And then touched he their eyes and said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Say that phrase out loud, please. According to your faith, be it unto you. How did Jesus say it would happen?
According to their
faith. Now, the church, by and large, has changed this. They have changed it from according to your faith to according to God's will. How many know this is true? I mean, many, 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 many churches and groups you might go to, they do not emphasize that things will happen according to our faith. They emphasize that it's all according to God's will. And this is contrary to what Jesus taught. It is a tradition of men that has made the Word of God of no effect in the lives of millions of church-going people. This is very serious because it has robbed people of their opportunities to receive. And so what you see is people not receiving, not receiving, not receiving, and the standard answer is, well, it's just whatever God's will is. And so from looking, you might assume that it is rarely the will of God for people to be healed or delivered or have their needs met, because most of the time it's not happening. But according to Jesus, when he ministered to people, he told them when they wanted something to happen, these men want to be healed. He said, it's going to happen according to what you believe. Now, is that true or not?
Yes, it is.
Then that's not the same as it's going to happen according to the will of God. Or it's going to happen according to God's power. He said it's going to happen according to your faith. And he touched their eyes. And he said, according to your faith be it unto you. And apparently they believed. Their eyes were open.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Jesus straightly charged them, see that no man know it. Sometimes he told people to tell it. Sometimes he told them not to tell it. Somebody said, which one you do? You need to hear from him.
Amen.
But they, when they departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country, which they shouldn't have done. It actually hindered him. In Mark, the 9th chapter, Mark 9 and 22, the man brought his son to the disciples who'd been having seizures, and they did everything they knew, but the boy did not get set free. You know, just because you prayed and it didn't happen, or people prayed for you or ministered to you or laid hands on you and it didn't happen, that does not prove that it's not God's will.
Amen.
These men had been getting results, but here in this situation, they did not, but it didn't reveal that it was somehow not God's will for this boy to be healed and set free. So he brought him to Jesus, brought his son to Jesus after the disciples failed to get him delivered. And the man tells Jesus, he says, oft times it's cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. He's pleading with the Lord. And of course, you can see this after the disciples' failure. He even puts the word if in there. They couldn't help us. If you can do something, have compassion on us and help us. Now, we see Jesus as the Master, the Messiah, the fulfillment of Scripture. He's not seeing him that way. He's seeing him in the flesh, just like we're looking at each other. He's seeing a preacher, a prophet, and he's put out with the failure of the other preachers and ministers. And in essence, he's putting all of this in Jesus' lap, saying, well, if you can, do something. And Jesus, verse 23, said, if you can, if you look at different translations, there's an emphasis on the if you can. Believe. All things are possible to him that believes.
Amen.
Now, Jesus is putting the emphasis again, where? On the individual's faith, the believing. Now, I know I may sound a bit redundant on this, but it's necessary because we are contending with centuries of ingrained tradition that people will fight you about and will get so indignant about it. It is the idea that God is in control of everything. Are people adamant about that?
Yes.
Oh, they're adamant about it. God is controlling everything, and coupled with that is that everything that happens is somehow the mysterious will of God. Even all the bad stuff, even all the bad stuff, they say. But that's not true.
That's right.
I said it's not true.
Amen.
Just not true. All kinds of things are happening on this planet that are completely contrary to the will of God.
Amen.
That are displeasing to Him. That grieve Him. Why does he let them happen? Well, free will, you either have it or you don't.
That's right.
You either let people do what they want to do or you don't.
That's right.
And he has. We really do have a free will.
That's right.
We can choose to believe in him, follow him, or we can choose to reject him and disobey and rebel. And sadly, most of the planet has rejected him. And it shows. It shows. Because of the curse. Because of the devastation and the destruction. None of the killing and cruelty and the problems because of drought and famine and storms. None of that is the will of God. None of it. And it's false accusation to say God did it. It is. It's slanderous against our good, good Father. If you want to know what the will of God is, read the first couple of chapters of Genesis. Before sin, before the curse, God made it the way he wanted it. The effects of man's sin and the following curse was not an improvement on God's original design. Everything that he made, what did it say? He looked at it and he said, it's good. It's good. That's good. It's very good. Right? Only after man's sin and the resulting curse do we see all the bad stuff that we have with us today. And if you'll fast forward to the end of the book, Revelation, again, you will see the perfect will of God. No more dying, no more pain, no more crying, no more sorrow, no more death, no more curse. We got something to look forward to, saints. We've never been in a place like that. We never lived a life like that. Oh, how wonderful it's going to be to go decade after century after millennia with not even a pain. No aches. No aging. No lack. No sadness. We never been in a place like that. But we're about to find out. We're about to find out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.